Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking. Once again, you got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. Glad to have everybody listening. We are well into 2017. We're well into Donald Trump's presidency of the United States. Listen, wow, last week he had the biggest speech of his career, what some people are saying, when he addressed the joint session of Congress. It's not a State of the Union address because it's his first joint session of Congress, and so they don't call it a State of the Union address. But he won praises from all kinds of people. We're going to talk about it. Got some clips and play some of that. But before we get into this week's show about Donald Trump's what he said at the joint session of Congress and how it affects his ability to govern and be president, we're going to talk about all that. But before we do, we got to talk some about Jeff Sessions. Why? Well, the Democrats are not going to sit back and try to govern. No, they would rather just go after Donald Trump. They want to impeach him. They want to get him out of power. They want to get everybody that has any kind of power within the Trump administration out of power. And that's why last week, with all the fake Russian news, they can't just keep pushing that story, but they had to put Jeff Sessions into the middle of it. And Jeff Sessions, one of the most kind-hearted, one of the most stick-to-the-truth, trustworthy senators in the history of the United States. He tells it like it is, and now they go back to testimony. We played some of that testimony last month between Senator Al Franken and the then Attorney General nominee, Jeff Sessions, and Al Franken just drilled him on all kind of things that weren't important. He answered Al Franken's question, Senator Al Franken's question, and now they take that question out of context. The news media makes stories, run with it without giving full context, and it's just like a lightning raid where one group can pick it up, and the press so hates Trump, they want to divert their fire on anybody that can make Trump look bad, administration look chaotic, and Jeff Sessions. I will say this, of all the people that the flaming left liberals who want to destroy this country, of all the people they could go against, I believe Jeff Sessions will stand like a rock because his whole career is built on integrity, on telling the truth. And now he went ahead last week and recused himself of any kind of investigation to do with Russia and campaign or himself. One of the things that just flustered the Republicans was when Eric Holder was the Attorney General for Barack Obama, they held him in contempt of Congress. They did all these things. Never, never would Eric Holder appoint a special prosecutor in Fast and Furious and all in Benghazi, all these different things. He wouldn't do it, and he would not ever recuse himself from looking at things. He was an inside man set up for Obama, and Eric Holder, when he was doing all of this, but held things in secret, would not let go of investigations with Fast and Furious go forward. And if you don't understand what Fast and Furious is, you can just Google it, go look it up. But it's the U.S. government is running guns to let the guns be taken over by Mexican warlord drug cartels so they could track where the guns go to. But they put guns in the hands of criminals and they help kill other people, especially American border agents. It was a horrible thing, but it never got investigated because Eric Holder would not allow it and would not recuse himself, would not use a special prosecutor. And now all these Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, asking for Jeff Sessions to resign. What a bunch of crock. It's balderdash. And it's just, it irritates my blood to think that people think like that. You know, and what it is after Trump's speech, I believe the smart Democrats, there are some that are smart, there have to be to keep the party going, but they realize they're in a heap of trouble. So just playing like the Lewinsky book, sure enough, instead of letting Trump bask in what everybody said was his best speech ever, most people did, then they bring out this on Jeff Sessions to get Trump's name out of the headlines and is glowing and basking in his great speech he did before the joint session of Congress. But this is exactly what the left-wingers want and the news media want. Those who want to hurt Trump, they want to bring up a story that overshadows one of the best speeches that Donald Trump has ever made. But that's what Jeff Sessions would do. Let me play a clip here, and this is what let's play some a CNN liberal viewpoint asking Al Franken what he thought of some of that. Let me play a clip of this, and then we got Senator Ted Cruz coming up right after that.
Which, again, as I said, is extremely misleading at the most charitable.
Well, there are two basic defenses that are being offered up for Sessions. One is from the White House, and it's basically just a political blame game, and that's a distraction, so I don't really care about that. But the other one is that it's context, that he didn't think that the question was about meetings that pertained to the election, and they use his response to Senator Leahy of Vermont, who did one of the written questionnaires, questions in a questionnaire, and he asked in that question, several of the president-elect's nominees or senior advisors have Russian ties. Have you been in contact with anyone connected to any part of the Russian government about the 2016 election, either before or after Election Day? And Sessions answered in a word, no.
What part of no does this mass media hysteria does not understand? The question from Senator Leahy was, did you meet with Russians considering the campaign? And the answer was no. It's written. It's understandable. You can't read into that. It's not a gray area. The question was about the campaign and meeting with Russians. That is something that I can't understand why they can make such a mountain out of a molehill. But this is CNN, Cuomo reporting with Senator Al Franken, and let's hear the response of what that question was.
Do you think it is a fair defense that he said no because, in his judgment, he never met with them about the election?
Well, we don't know if that's true. We don't know if it's in his judgment he never met them about the election, because he, listen, in the hearing, what I developed, that he misrepresented his record as a prosecutor. He said that he personally handled four civil rights cases that he didn't personally handle.
Mm-hmm. Was about his office.
And then he answered my question in a way that was either deliberately misleading or misleading because he literally didn't remember that he had met with the Russian ambassador, or he interpreted my question differently.
You remember Al Franken was a comedian, and he wasn't all that funny, and he's not funny right now. He's trying to make something serious. Now, he's talking about the questioning back when during the confirmation hearing. We played some of that on our show last month, and some clips between Al Franken and Jeff Sessions during the confirmation hearing for Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. And Al Franken made that statement that Sessions wasn't the lead attorney. He was, and then Al Franken had his head handed to him in a platter because he said, I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand this. How are you lead attorney? Well, you're a lead attorney when you take on a case and put the people into it. And Al Franken thought it, a lead attorney would be someone who is always doing it all themselves. But this is where when Al Franken said he hadn't been to law school, people reminded Al Franken. A lot of senators there, no, you haven't, you know. And that's why you don't understand what is being said. Here's Al Franken making it, again, sound like Jeff Sessions has done something wrong and lied to him. He has not. And Al Franken went on to accuse him of of not answering the question. He answered Al Franken's question in the hearing. And it's just frustrating, but I think Ted Cruz will help sum it up. He was on Morning Joe, CNBC. Take a listen to some Senator Ted Cruz about Jeff Sessions, and then we'll get ready to talk about Trump's speech and play some clips from Trump's speech to the joint session of Congress on the second half of the show. First, take a listen to this clip from Senator Ted Cruz.
All you said about your former colleague, is it still possible that recusal is the right thing in your mind?
Well, I think earlier on the show, you played Jeff Sessions this morning saying that he would recuse himself where appropriate. I mean, obviously, if there were an investigation into himself, recusal would be appropriate. I don't have any indication that there would be an investigation because I don't think there's any credible allegation that Jeff did anything wrong in meeting with the Russian ambassador. He didn't speak as clearly as he should, although I will note, Jeff had an all-day marathon hearing where he was getting hammered, and Jeff was answering as candidly, as directly as possible, and I think in context, he was answering no. As part of the Trump campaign, he wasn't meeting with the Russians, and my understanding is he wasn't thinking about his role as a senator. But I don't see anything for there to be an investigation. But of course, if there was into him directly, any official would recuse themselves from an investigation into their own conduct.
Well, I think that helps explain some about all this fire against Jeff Sessions. And there's everybody go, well, there's smoke, there must be fire. Well, the left wingers are firing everything they have at Jeff Sessions. And I tell you, he's going to come out on top because he's a man of integrity and he will stand his ground. And there's no reason for the people out here on the left who want to condemn Jeff Sessions. They're scared of him because he will obey the law and he will run his department by the law and not the 8 years of lawlessness that we had under Barack Obama and Eric Holder, where they did not apply the law to the United States, or to the people, to our country. They did not obey the law when on immigration. We know about the Dreamer status, what Barack Obama did without power. He took over the Congress's job, made a law. It cannot be done. It should not be done. And here they are, you know, picking away at Jeff Sessions when they never said anything about Eric Holder not upholding the law of the United States of America, and he didn't under the direction of Barack Obama. Now, we got to get on the second half of the show. So let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. It's good to have everyone listening. Thank you for listening. Continue to tell your friends and neighbors to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics on webtalkradio.net. And now let me remind you, not only are you listening to Rock Splitting Politics, but you can get a book that helps split some rocks across the world, skip them across the ocean if you want to, and go to the land of Israel. And there's a book that I got a chapter in. It's not my book, but it's one I've got a chapter in, and you can buy the book exclusively. I won't say exclusively, but you can buy it on my website, www.docholliday, holiday of two L's, H-I-H-O-L-L-I-D-A-Y, docholliday.org. That's where you can pick up the book, a new book about Israel. The title of the book is The Biblical Case for Israel, and you can get that book and be one of your first of your friends to get the book by going to the website, or you can go and click on my latest book, Bedlarock Truths. You go there, and it'll take you to a page where there's other books, including a book about Israel, some other conservative books. Be glad to get those out to you. If you want to purchase those books, it helps keep us on the air and helps keep the words of freedom and liberty spread around the country and even around the world with this book about Israel. Great perspective from great authors who know a lot about Israel, and I am honored to be a part of that book. Now, what about the second half of the show? We got to play some of Donald Trump's lines. We just got to play it. I wish I could play the whole speech. And if you didn't hear it, go back on YouTube somewhere. Listen to that speech. It really electrifies America. If you don't believe it, just look what happened on Wall Street the day after Donald Trump spoke. What a rally. It went over to about 300 points. Anyway, shot up. If optimism, you can see it even in the stock market. And President Trump himself said, you know, since he was elected, since the night of election up until he spoke in joint sessions in the Congress, Wall Street has created over $3 trillion in new wealth. $3 trillion just with the optimism of Donald Trump. Reminds you a lot of what went on with Ronald Reagan. So let's get in these clips. First off, did you notice, if you watched it, there's a lot of Democratic ladies dressed in white. What was that about? I mean, what was that about? But I think this line came to me from an old song from the 70s. Yeah, I grew up in the 70s. But when Donald Trump, this song came in my mind. Can you imagine Nancy Pelosi dressed in her white dress, giving her a microphone, and I think she just had to sing this. Well, is Donald Trump a magic man? Nancy Pelosi, I think she's scared to death of him. I think any smart Democrat is scared to death. After he spoke, even the avowed communist was in Barack Obama's administration, who finally had to resign. He's been a CNN commentator, Van Jones. Listen to what he had to say about the speech. Before we play some of these clips, take a listen. Van Jones on CNN.
We are blessed to be joined tonight by Corinne Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator, Senior Chief William Ryan Owens. Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation.
He became president of the United States in that moment, period. There are a lot of people who have a lot of reason to be frustrated with him, to be fearful of him, to be mad at him. But that was one of the most extraordinary moments you have ever seen in American politics, period. And he did something extraordinary. And for people who have been hoping that he would become unifying, hoping that he might find some way to become presidential, they should be happy with that moment. For people who have been hoping that maybe he would remain a divisive cartoon, which he often finds a way to do, they should begin to become a little bit worried tonight. Because that thing you just saw him do, if he finds a way to do that over and over again, he's going to be there for 8 years. Now, there is a lot that he said in that speech that was counterfactual, that was not right, that I oppose and will oppose. But he did something tonight that you cannot take away from him. He became president of the United States.
Well, folks, that was Van Jones, and said, as far as he's concerned, he became president of the United States. Now, I knew he was president of the United States. You knew he was president of the United States. But I think it took a while for these left-wingers to realize he's president of the United States. And Van Jones went on to say that Donald Trump hit a three-pointer. And these Democrats have said that Donald Trump was stupid, all these things, they couldn't be president, and they believe the myth that they were trying to make. And like Van Jones said, they didn't believe he could hit a three-pointer. He hit a three-pointer. He's a three-point shooter. And they don't have any kind of defense for that because they don't think he's smart enough or good enough to shoot a three-point shot. And this is basketball talk for those who don't play basketball. But this is a... Trump did a three-pointer. He did a slam dunk. He can dunk it on the inside. He can shoot a three-pointer from the outside. And the Democrats who are smart are waking up and thinking, this guy's going to be around, and he's going to be hard to deal with. And, you know, how do you, Nancy Pelosi may finally one day sing, he's a magic man. When it comes to getting voters, he was in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio, and he'll go on, and maybe he'll win Minnesota next time when he gets people to see that he can get things done and get the economy going. When you make $3 trillion of new wealth, basically before you even get any policies enacted, that tells you something for our country. Now, let's let Donald Trump, I played that clip, and it did have that him speaking about the Navy SEAL who was killed, and that was an electrifying moment. Never in all the different people I've seen introduced on the floor in the balcony at a joint session of Congress, nothing was alike that electricity for the widow of Navy SEAL Ryan. So, God bless her, and what an authentic national hero he is, and his wife got the applause time that she was so due. Now, listen to Donald Trump as he speaks, and we'll play a few clips here, and I have something to say, and I just want to hear more of this, like Donald Trump spoke last week.
I believe that real and positive immigration reform is possible as long as we focus on the following goals: to improve jobs and wages for Americans, to strengthen our nation's security, and to restore respect for our laws. If we are guided by the well-being of American citizens, then I believe Republicans and Democrats can work together to achieve an outcome that has eluded our country for decades.
I'll say a big amen to that. Move on. Move on, Mr. Trump. See what else you got.
We want all Americans to succeed, but that can't happen in an environment of lawless chaos. We must restore integrity and the rule of law at our borders. For that reason, we will soon begin the construction of a great, great wall along our southern border. As we speak tonight, we are removing gang members, drug dealers, and criminals that threaten our communities and prey on our very innocent citizens. Bad ones are going out as I speak, and as I've promised throughout the campaign. To any in Congress who do not believe we should enforce our laws, I would ask you this one question. What would you say to the American family that loses their jobs, their income, or their loved one because America refused to uphold its laws and defend its borders?
Simple yet so true. Simple yet so true. And that's why Donald Trump won the election. That's one of the main reasons. He can simply say what everybody wants. Let's obey the laws that are on the books. If you don't like them, change the law. But use the laws that are on the books. Barack Obama didn't. Eric Holder didn't. It's time we get somebody who will.
And we must support the victims of crime. I have ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims. The office is called VOICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. We are providing a voice to those who have been ignored by our media and silenced by special interests. Our obligation is to serve, protect, and defend the citizens of the United States. We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. According to data provided by the Department of Justice, the vast majority of individuals convicted of terrorism and terrorism-related offenses since 9/11 came here from outside of our country. We have seen the attacks at home, from Boston to San Bernardino to the Pentagon, and yes, even the World Trade Center. We have seen the attacks in France, in Belgium, in Germany, and all over the world. It is not compassionate, but reckless to allow uncontrolled entry from places where proper vetting cannot occur. Those given the high honor of admission to the United States should support this country and love its people and its values.
Don't you just love the way Trump simply just humbly announces, you know, it's a high honor to get to come to the United States? It's a high honor.
We cannot allow a beachhead of terrorism to form inside America. We cannot allow our nation to become a sanctuary for extremists. Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
What a great way to unite America, to bring us together, to stand against the hate that's out there. Thank you, President Trump.
Tonight, I am also calling on this Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare with reforms that expand choice, increase access, lower costs, and at the same time provide better health care.
And if you want to hear Doc Holliday's crown jewel to add to the Republican plan, which the Republicans have not added yet, go back and listen to last week's show about how you can put a crown jewel to help the working poor. It's Doc Holliday's exclusive idea, and I have written to congressmen, up and down, senators, congressmen, but get them to listen to Doc Holliday's plan for a crown jewel to add to any of the Republican plans. It'll make it great for the working poor, great for America, and a fantastic way to make America great again. So go listen to last week's show if you didn't. Send it to your congressman, your senator. Let's get the word out so this can really ultimately defeat Obamacare. Even the Democrats better sign on to this or they'll be kicked out of office.
Here. Mandating every American to buy government-approved health insurance was never the right solution for our country. Obamacare is collapsing, and we must act decisively to protect all Americans.
Amen, President Trump. Amen and amen. Let's make sure Congress gets to work now and look for the crown jewel from Doc Holliday.
Action is not a choice. It is a necessity. So I am calling on all Democrats and Republicans in Congress to work with us to save Americans from this imploding Obamacare disaster.
So right, President Trump, it is a necessity. And it is also a necessity that we got to end the show. It's coming time to close out. But I have to tell you, there's so much more that President Trump said at that joint session of Congress. And I just have to remind you that we'll be picking up more of that. And each week as you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, we're going to dive into more and more of what this president is doing, what the Congress is doing. And as we ended up on this Obamacare note, Doc Holliday has a crown jewel that will work with especially the Rand Paul plan. I think the Rand Paul plan, to me, is about my favorite. If you'll just tack this on top of it, the crown jewel that Doc Holliday has come up with for the working poor. And if tell them to contact me, if I can better explain it. I'm getting the word out to everybody I know. So help me out, because we can make America great again for Americans everywhere. And somehow the Democrats are saying, always saying, well, we're for the working. Well, right now, Donald Trump is making the Republican Party the party for the workers. And if we can get this health care plan that will ensure that anyone that has a job and works hard will have what it takes to go and pay the doctor and see the doctor. That's Doc Holliday's plan, the crown jewel of any Republican plan. Go back and listen to the show if you didn't. If you don't understand it, you can email me. I can give you more. But I just have to let you know we can work together. We can make America great again. We got a president working hard to make America great again. It's up to you and me to make sure Congress gets off their rear ends, make sure they get to work, and the American people have it within our grasp to make America the best it's ever been. With leadership like we got in the White House, and hopefully we got Republican chambers of Congress. Let's see what their leadership will do. It's time to work together, and Democrats get on board. Or like Bob Dylan used to say, don't stand in the doorway. Don't block up the hall. Progress is ongoing, and it's about to get hot and heavy, and you can hear about it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.